You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
In this day, this magnificent Monday morning, May 18th already. Boy, we're halfway through the month of May, and we're about to enter the midst of the year. It has been an interesting year, but God is true. He is faithful to his word. He said that this is our new dawn era, and it has truly been a new dawn era. So we thank God in this season for his comfort, for his provision, for innovative thinking. And that's what we have been focusing on this program, is thinking success. We've been going through Pastor Beckford's book, Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World, Turning Failure into Success. So last week, we had extensive teaching on faith, having faith in God and having faith in everything that he has packaged within you to be able to do great exploits in the earth realm. So we're going to go into point number two, our second principle of the seven principles of success in the chapter Think Success from Pastor Beckford's book. We want to encourage you to get a copy of this book. It's available directly from the website www.how2makelifework.com. And on the website, there are some resources for you. There's some things that you can watch and listen to that go along with the book Make Life Work. Because as we make each day count, we are making our life work.
Yes. Remember that prayer changes your thinking. When you pray and pray God's word, okay, let's back up. When you pray and pray God's word and believe God's word, it will change your thinking.
It doesn't change God.
No.
It changes our thinking.
Okay, let's stay there, Pastor Dye. Doesn't change God. Because one of the misconceptions of praying, when we pray, we are praying to what? Convince God.
No.
We're praying to change God. No.
We're praying to convince ourselves.
That God's word work, what he says. So praying with all the power and all this thing, and sometimes we think that the more we put in a shouting and screaming and doing all of this, that will change God. No, it doesn't. I'm sorry. I might be disappointing someone out there this morning, but it's okay. It doesn't, because we come here to teach the truth. You know, sound what?
Truth.
Yes. Praying doesn't change God. It changes us. It changes my way of thinking, the way I've seen it, because now I see it the way God sees it.
And when we see it the way God sees it, we see it correctly.
Exactly.
Yes, and then we have the endurance to hold on until the end result comes to pass.
Okay, so go into the first paragraph of Remember That Prayer Changes Your Thinking.
In his book, Prayer Works, author Paul Aguero says prayer is the strongest link between people and God, a place of divine exchange where God's strength replaces our weakness.
Come on.
You can't know the mind of God concerning any situation without praying. Earlier, I related the story of Nebuchadnezzar's dream and how he demanded the magicians, astrologers, sorcerers, and Chaldeans to tell him the dream and its meaning. When they couldn't give the king the contents of his dream, let alone the interpretation, the king vowed to cut them in pieces if they couldn't respond. Daniel didn't know either, which is why he asked for time to go pray. In prayer, God revealed the dream and its interpretation to Daniel. Prayer changed the king's decision. God answers prayer.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So, prayer is essential.
Yes.
Prayer is essential. Mm-hmm. It's a part of our daily routine. Mm-hmm. Daniel has that routine. He'll go at a specific time and pray, talking to God, finding the mind of God. So when we are praying to see it the way God sees it. We need to find the mind of God in the situation. So whatever we face, and whenever we face difficulties in life, we need to ask God for the what? The solution, the way out. Mm-hmm. What should we do? Mm-hmm. You remember the event in the Bible with David. Mm-hmm. When David left the city and he came back to the city Ziklag.
Mm-hmm.
Remember? And now he faced with a great situation. Mm-hmm. It was bad.
Yes.
The city was what? Burned. Mm-hmm. And his family was taken. And it was so hard. What did David do? He inquired of the Lord. Mm-hmm. That's it.
And God told him, surely pursue.
Yes.
You will recover all.
So prayer is inquiring. Mm-hmm. Somebody get this here?
Yes.
Prayer is inquiring of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Lord, what should I do in this situation? What is your will in this situation? Mm-hmm. So when we inquire of the Lord, we will get what? His answers.
His answers. And that's inquiring of the Lord. Too often we're inquiring of Google or we're inquiring of our friends.
Yeah.
And here in the paragraph that we just read, they were inquiring to the magicians, the astrologers, the sorcerers, but they were unable to answer.
Up.
They were unable to give the dream and the interpretation, but that belonged to God. So when Daniel inquired onto the source, he inquired onto God. He had that opportunity, and he was in the midst of an opportunity. We got to think about this now. During turmoil, when answers weren't coming from any other direction, answers weren't coming from the magicians, answers weren't coming from the astrologers, answers weren't coming from the sorcerers, answers weren't coming from the people with worldly wisdom, Daniel inquired of God, and he was able to demonstrate in that situation, in that time, he had an opportunity to demonstrate the power of inquiring from God. God wants us to be above only and never beneath. We must go directly to the source.
Yes. When we hear God in any situation, that gives us what? Confidence. Mm-hmm. What did God say?
If God said it, I believe it.
I believe it. Mm-hmm. Come on, somebody, this Monday morning. It doesn't matter how bleak the situation is. Okay. It doesn't matter how grave the situation is. What is God saying? That's the key. Nebuchadnezzar has a problem. Mm-hmm. And in those days, he put his confidence and faith in the magicians. Mm-hmm. The wise guys. Mm-hmm. Those were the wise guys. We have a lot of wise guys around today that we're putting our faith and confidence in them. Mm-hmm. We got to quit putting our faith and confidence in the wise guys because they don't have no answer. Real answer comes from God. Mm-hmm. So this particular situation that Nebuchadnezzar was facing, and Nebuchadnezzar was sick of these wise guys. Mm-hmm. He was really sick of them. So you hear what he says. Okay, I want you to tell me my dream. Mm-hmm. Mm. Don't tell me what I want to hear now. Because a lot of time when we inquire of the wise guys around us, They're telling us exactly what we want to hear. Who don't want to hear about getting a new house, buying a new car? Who don't want to hear about getting money coming into your bank account? All of us want to hear those good things. So it's easy to prophesy that. You're going to get a house. or you're going to have a brand new car. Are you going to get a great job? We all want to hear those things. And that was what those wise guys were doing. So Nebuchadnezzar said, okay, I'm going to see if they're really telling the truth. So tell me my dream and give me what? The interpretation of what my dream is. And if you can't, I'm going to kill you. You're no good. So here we see that Daniel knew God knows what?
Everything.
I want to help someone this morning that God knows everything. He's the beginning and he's the end and he's in between those two. So God filled all this space from the beginning to the end. Check that out. Isn't that something that the space from the time we begin to the end, God filled it? And sometimes we just say it's the beginning and the end. We forget the in between.
That's good.
Forget the in between. So God filled all the spaces. So he knows what? All things. And since he knows all things, why are we struggling? For answers.
Because we don't know all things because we have to inquire.
So this week, we are going to teach you how to make proper inquiry and not moving on the intents of our mind or what we want to hear or what we like. And then we just go to God to affirm it. You understand? So I want to get this done. And so I go to God now. I'm going to convince God that he need to help me to get this thing done. That's wrong. The way we should do, God, what will you have me to do? You remember who prayed that prayer? That's the man Saul. Because Saul was getting the things he won't get done. Saul was doing what he want. But on the road to Damascus, when he has an encounter with God, he says, Lord, what will you have me to do? So I'm going to quit. I'm going to quit my ways. I'm going to quit my plan. I'm going to quit doing it my way. And I'm going to do it your way, which is the sure way, which is the safest way. So in when we talk about praying, we're talking about finding the mind of God in that situation.
Yes, the blueprint for that situation to build upon. When you're doing a building project in the natural, if the subcontractors start building outside of the plan, it's not going to work. It's going to have to come down so that the plan can be fulfilled. Whatever's on that blueprint, what's on that drawing, and God has that. He has the blueprint for everything that we need in this earth realm, and as long as we're building according to that plan, we're going to continue to make progress and establish his covenant in the earth realm. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.